更多的存在神的这个恩典。我在新冠的日子，应该同学们在课堂上也好，或者在一般的我们的生活当中也好，用威斯里的名字应该会常常出现，因为圣光的成立跟威斯里他的神学他的意象有密切的这个关系哈。我想大家都知道，威斯里本身是这个圣洁运动的这个创始者哈。那么他的神学他的这个关怀哈，影响到整个世界，他非常关心福音可以传遍这个世界，福音不只是给有钱的人，同时给那些贫穷的人。威斯里本身是一个普世性的基督徒，他有这个世界性的胸怀，但我们在这样的一个传承当中也有同样的这样的一个胸怀。那么我们这三年这个是第三次我们的这个圣光的每一年的神学的这个威斯里神学的周不然可以透过这样的一个分享不同讲义的这个教导，让我们再次反省，再次了解我们这样的丰富的传统，甚至把这个丰富传统应用在我们的生活的当中。那这次感谢神，我们当中的那个讲员是我们自己的人也是我们台湾训练会的过去的监督那么他现在是在这个苏萨普斯菲大学做教授他过去在当中教导。那这次他来比较忙不但要有这个威斯里做的这个分享，同时他要教导我们的这个教员博士班。那这次来他不是孤独的来但是他的这个美丽的伙伴一起来当中我们请那个师母站起来来认识一下
谢谢。
欢迎，那么我们就把时间交给德特摩尼亚，谢谢。
Thank you very much, Dr. Chow.
谢谢周院长的介绍。
It's wonderful to be back with you.
很高兴又回来这边跟大家一起。
And I certainly pray that all of you are doing really well in classes.
我的祷告就是大家在课堂上的表现都很好。
I hope you're all getting A's.
我希望你们都得到了 A.
Yeah, you do too, don't you?
你们真的得到 A 了哈。A plus, 三万乘 A plus.
A plus.Well, if I could give you grades for how you look right now with your smiles, I would give you an A+.
如果我要你们的笑容评分的话，我就给你 A+.
But I'm not giving grades.
但是因为我没有在进行评分。
So I'm very sorry.
对不起啊。
You have to earn it all by yourself.
你要自己好好去努力才得到 A.
It's really great to be back with you.
很高兴能够回到这里来。
And it's a privilege to be able to speak with you this week for three chapel services.
这也是我的荣幸，可以在本周有三次的那个 chapel 的礼拜当中，可以来跟大家做分享。
I'm particularly excited that Holy Light takes a week like this to emphasize its heritage.
我关于圣光能够用一个礼拜的时间来好好的把焦点放在它的历史的这个遗产上面，我感到非常的荣幸。
To reaffirm its theological roots.
去好好的去了解我们神学的根基在哪里。
And I appreciate Dr. Chow your commitment to making that happen.On a regular basis at Holy Light.
那这边我要谢谢，这是周院长让这个圣光能够有这样常态的。
I want to tell,
sorry, 有这样的一个威斯里周。
Sorry. I want to tell you that there is a resurgence of interest and commitment to a holiness message throughout the world.
我要告诉你，是现在在整个世界上对于威斯里这个圣洁神学是有很大的一个兴趣在的。
Last month I was in Brazil.
我上个月在巴西。
Church leaders all across the country are gathering to reaffirm their commitment to a Wesleyan holiness message.
然后教会的领袖聚集在一起，从他们各地来，愿意再次的委身于卫斯理的圣洁教导。
Next month I'll be in Argentina.
下一个月我会到阿根廷去。
They are wanting the same thing.
他们也要想要一样的东西。
And later in the fall in Singapore.
再晚一点的秋天我会到新加坡。
Same thing.
也是一样的。
And across the United States and Canada.
那整个美国跟加拿大。
Same thing.
也是这样子的。
So God is capturing the imagination of church leaders around his call to holiness.
所以神把各地方的教会领袖给把他们给吸引来了，让他们在这个圣洁的议题上产生了很大的一个尾声。
And with the heritage that Holy Light Theological Seminary has, it's only appropriate that you should focus on this message as well.
那既然圣光有着这样子一个卫斯理圣洁神学的根基，我们在座的每一位应该要好好的对这样的信息下点功夫的。
Holiness in the 21st century will not look the same as it did in 1960.
现在21世纪 圣洁这样的一个神学跟在1960年时代所看到的是不一样的。
It will look different, but it will be God's fresh work through his church.
它跟那个时代是不，这个神学跟那个时候的讲法是不一样，但是这是上帝的话再次的向各教会来诉说。
And as you assume a leadership role within the church,My prayer is that you will embrace this call to holy living.
那既然我们在座每一位是被呼召成为教会的领袖跟传道人的，这是我的祷告，你们会好好的去拥抱、拥赴这样子一个圣洁生活 的呼召。
One of the things that our churches have struggled with over 30 years is old language.
在过去的30年，教会所挣扎的是一种旧的
And as God leads us into a new day of emphasizing His call to holiness, He is introducing new language.
所以当神再次呼召我们要进入这样子圣洁的生活当中，他给了我们新的词汇。
Part of what I've been working very hard at is to articulate new vocabulary for holiness in the 21st century.
我的工作很重要的一个部分，也是我特别努力的一部分，就是为21世纪的圣洁 来定义一些新的比较精准的词汇。
Over the coming 3 days, I hope to leave with you some new vocabulary that may help you as you embrace an understanding of this message.
所以接下来的三天在这样的一个分享当中，我希望能够向你们介绍一些关于圣洁生活新的词汇，来使我们能够好好的去尾声。
I won't have time to unpack all of the theological nuances of each of the terms that I share with you.
当我跟你分享这些词汇，我并没有足够的时间对每一个词汇的解释做很详细的诉说。
I'll leave that to you and your professors.
然后我把这个，所以我只能请你们自己去研究，或者请你们的教授去做这个部分。
Or perhaps another visit.
或者也许我将来再来一次。
But I would at least like to introduce them to you from a pastoral standpoint.
但是最少我希望在这里能够以一个牧者的这样的一个标准来跟大家做这一类的分享。
Because in our Wesleyan heritage, that is the ultimate commitment that we make to our culture and our society.
因为对于有一个拥有卫斯理传承的人的这样子的呼召的人来说，这是我们对我们的社群跟我们服侍人员的一个呼召。
Although we will think well,We are committed to living rightly.
我们可能知道我们要委身活出一个正确的生活。
So I would like to lay some foundations with you.
至少有这样的想法之下，我可以先告诉大家一些根基。
And I would like to give you a few principles, 4 principles today, and then introduce you to 10 phrases.Of new vocabulary beginning tomorrow.
对，今天呢，我要先跟大家谈这个根基的部分。我会给4个部分是如何过一个正确生活的一个根基。然后明天开始，我们有10个不同的词汇，我要进行解释。
These are outlined in greater detail in a new book that I just came out with about 3 weeks ago.
啊，3个礼拜前 ，Dr. Morrell 出了一本书，他要今天跟我们分享，就是他这一本书里面的那个大纲。
I only brought 5 copies.
我只有5本。
And they're all in English.
都是英文的。
Sorry.
对不起。
But I'll leave them here and perhaps you can use them.
但我会把它留在这边，所以你们可能可以使用。
And maybe one day it will get into Chinese.
有一天它可能会自己变成中文。
But to be...
I say
Did
what...
you say what I said?
I said it would be Chinese automatically.
Okay. To lay a foundation, I would like to take you to the Gospel of Mark in chapter 3.
要明白这个根基，我要跟大家一起来看马太福音第三章。马可福音，对不起，马可福音第三章。
I shared these verses with you about a year ago, but I would like to return to them.
在一年多前吧，对，在一年多前我跟你们分享过这一段经文，现在我们再来看一次。
Verses 13 through 15 of chapter 3.
13节到第15节。13 to 15.OK， 耶稣上了山，随他自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里，他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
Now, Lord, we ask that you open our hearts.
主，求你打开我们的心。
Instruct our minds.
重新建立我们的心。
And form our lives.
将我们的生命建立起来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now the invitation of Jesus in this passage is an invitation for the disciples to come close to him.
耶稣在这边对门徒的呼召是要这些门徒来接近他。
The invitation is to enter into proximity.With Jesus.
这是一个要使他们进入耶稣相亲这样一个状态的呼召。
The important emphasis of this passage is the word proximity.
在这一段经文里面最重要的字是相亲。
In proximity to Jesus Christ, our lives are transformed.
因为我们跟耶稣的相近相亲，使我们的生命就转化了。
For holiness in the 21st century,The principle of proximity is the essence of transformation.
对21世纪要来了解理解圣洁来说，相亲是它整个概念最本质最精要的地方。
Proximity means closeness.
相亲就是要接近。
That we are next to each other.
我们就站在另外一位的旁边。
Because when we are next to someone, we tend to become like them.
因为我们接近谁的时候，我们就会像谁。
Let me take you back to the book of Genesis.
让我们来回到创世纪来看看。
When God created humanity, He had perfect fellowship with Adam and Eve.
当上帝造了人之后，他跟亚当夏娃有完美的团契。
They walked together in the garden.
他们在园子里面同行。
They spent time together in the garden.
他们在园子里面有一起很美好的时间。
They hung out together.
他们在一起游玩。
There is a word for hanging out.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay, good. Okay. They were close.
他们非常的亲密。
But then Adam and Eve chose to use their free will for their selfish agenda.
但是亚当跟夏娃他们选择要用他们一个自私的理念做他们自己要做的事。
Free will is a result of the image of God.
自由意志是来自上帝的形象的。
When God imprinted us with His image, He gave us a free choice.
当上帝以他的形象造了我们的时候，他使我们有自由选择这样的一个机会。
Adam and Eve chose their own decision for selfish purposes.
亚当跟夏娃选择了他们自己的做法，这是为了他们这些自私的意念。
That introduced for the rest of humanity a separation that occurred between God and humanity.
而这样的一个意念造成了人类跟上帝分离开来的一个结果。
The result of making a free choice for their selfish agenda was that God expelled them from the garden.
因为他们自私的意图，他们选择了使用自由意志，造成的结果就是上帝把他们从园子里逐出了。
That expulsion from the garden created separation between God and humans.
这样的一个从园子逐出，造成了上帝跟人类的一个分隔。
And it's in that separation that we find the essence of understanding sin.
在那样的一个分隔当中，我们发现了去开始去了解罪这样的一个本质。
In your courses on hamartiology, the doctrine of sin,
在我们的罪论这样的一个研究当中
I'm sure that you recognize that the nature of sin is separation from God.
你可以明白罪它的本质就是跟上帝的隔绝。
Sin is not an external thing that happens to us.
罪并不是外来加入在我们身上的事情。
It occurs as a result of our separation from the holy influence of God.
那是因为我们跟上帝圣洁对上帝的圣洁对我们的影响去分开了所造成的。
And so sin comes from within.As it asserts itself in the absence of God's holy influence.
所以罪是从里面却出来的，它的噪音始造原因就是因为跟上帝圣洁的影响给分割了。
Now certainly Satan exists to tempt us.
当然我们知道撒旦是存在并且给我试探我们的。
To fuel that inner desire for selfish,choices.
对我们这个自私的一个理念要去做一个选择来加油添醋。
But the essence of sin is separation from God.
但是最真正的本质是因为我们跟神分隔了。
And it came about when we were estranged or put away or put out of the garden because of our selfish choice.
那因为这个造成是因为我们为着自己自私的一个选择被赶出了被隔绝出了这个园子。
Now, since that time, God has been working to bring us back into close proximity with himself.
从那个时候开始上帝就不断地在做工要把我们再带回跟他原始相亲的境界。
He has been working to counteract the effect of our choice which caused the separation.
他把我们因为我们的自私所造成的分隔他要把它给扭转回来。
And so he invites lost people once again to establish close proximity with himself.
所以他呼召这些失丧的人来接近他来到那个相亲的这个步骤照的步伐进来。
Because in close proximity with God,Our lives will be transformed.
因为进入上帝的相亲，我们的生命会被转化。
And that transformation will result in a greater measure of God's holiness in us.
而这样的转化会使上帝在我们里面这个圣洁的显明更大。
We will once again be restored.To how God originally created us.
所以再一次的我们可以被恢复过来成为上帝当初造我们的起初
形象。So ultimately, the call of God to holiness is to become all that you were created to be.
所以上帝对我们的圣洁呼召就是上帝把我们呼召回到他原来造我们的那个本相。
And that comes by the transformation that occurs when you are in close proximity with God through Jesus Christ.
而这个过程的产生就在于你被呼召来接近耶稣基督的时候它就开始发生了。
Proximity is the essence of transformation.
与主相亲是转化的最基本的要件。
It is the antithesis of sin.
它是跟罪最没有可能够离开罪最没有关系的一个办法。
In close proximity to God by faith in Jesus Christ, our nature is changed and our priorities are realigned.
当我们进入跟耶稣基督的相亲的时候我们的本性就会改变我们的优先次序也会跟着改变。
So as you go forth and preach and teach holiness in the 21st century,
所以在21世纪若是你要去教导或者去讲解有关于圣洁
I urge your preaching and teaching to be an invitation to close proximity with God through Christ.
我的呼吁是如果你要教导这样的圣洁你必须教导这是来与这个传讲或者教导要是与主与耶稣基督的相亲。
That leads me to the second major theme of holiness in the 21st century.
所以这时我们就要进入21世纪圣洁的第二个主题。
Holiness is more descriptive than prescriptive.
圣洁是在于描述一个状况胜过一个规定。
When you go to the doctor will write you a prescription to fix an illness.
当你去看医生的时候，那个医生会开一个处方来治疗你的病。
The doctor tells you to take a pill.
他说你吃药。
Or to engage in a regimen.
他叫你去打哦，或去治疗做一些治疗。
And that will fix your illness.
然后你的病就会被治好了。
For many years, we have treated holiness as a special pill that we take or regimen that we engage in so that we would be holy.
在很长的一段时间，圣洁被当作是那个药丸或者一个治疗的程序，我们去使用了，我们就会被治好。
I remember once going to a Free Methodist camp meeting.
我记得有一次我去参加一个巡理会的帐篷大会。
I was a little boy.
我是一个小男孩的时候。
And I had short pants on.
我穿了一个短裤。
And the camp leaders came to my parents.
然后这个辅导就跑来找我的父母。
And they told my parents that they had to make me change and put long pants on.
他说我要穿短，不能穿短裤，要穿长裤。
Because short pants were not appropriate for holiness.
因为短裤对圣洁来说是不恰当的。
Another time, my mother, who was a missionary, went to another camp.
那我妈妈那时候是宣教士，她去另外一个营会。
She had a short sleeve dress on.
她有一个短袖的衣服。
They told her she needed to put long sleeves on.
她说你要穿长袖的衣服。
Because short sleeves were not appropriate for holiness.
因为短袖对圣洁来说是不恰当的。
You see, for many years,The church has defined holiness as a regimen of behavior.
所以你看到了过去的这么多年以来，教会常常往往把圣洁当作是什么可以做一个对的事情。
We have treated it as a prescription.
我们把它当作是一种处方。
If we dress rightly,
如果我们穿对了。
If we think rightly,
如果我们想的想法是对的。
If we engage in the right behaviors,
如果我们的做法是对的。
Then we will be holy.
那我们就会成为圣洁。
But holiness is not prescriptive.
但是圣洁不是开一个处方。
Holiness is the description of God's presence in your life.
圣洁其实是有关上帝在你生命当中呈现的一个描述。
Holiness is the result of living close to God.
圣洁是因为跟上帝相亲的生命所造成来，所出现的一个成果。
Holiness describes the effect of God in us.
圣洁描述的就是上帝对我们生命从我们里面所造成的影响。
And frankly, if that means short sleeves or short pants, that's okay.
如果对我们造成的影响就是不要穿长短裤短袖那也好。
So we who are leaders must begin to look at holiness differently.
但是我们必须要用不同的眼光来看待圣洁。
We don't evaluate holiness based upon the appearance of a person.
我们并不想把圣洁给降低到只是这一个人的外观或他做什么。
We look for the telltale signs of God in that person.
我们想要看到是神在这一个人生命当中有什么可以被诉说的。
When you look at a person, do you see the evidence of God in them?
当你看着一个人的时候，你能够看到上帝在他里面这样的证据吗？
Now, if you think that the evidence of God in someone will be only defined by short sleeves and, or long sleeves and long pants,
你认为你看到一个人穿长袖跟穿长裤，你就可以看到那个人是有上帝与他同在了吗？
Then your God is quite limited.
那如果是这样的话，你的神是很被限制住的。
I think God's presence will show itself in much more important ways than that.
我认为上帝如果在一个人当里面这样被显现出来，会显在比较重要的部分。
Do you know something? I know some people who are very, very close to God.
我知道有一些人，他们跟神是非常的相近的。
And some of them actually dress in ways that I don't like.
然后他们里面有这些人跟神虽然很好的关系，可是他们穿衣服的方式我不喜欢。
As a matter of fact, I know some holy men who actually have earrings.
我知道有一些很圣洁的男生，他们戴耳环。
And I know some holy women who wear sleeveless dresses.
那有一些很圣洁的女性，她们穿的是无袖的衣服。
Now,I'm using those as extreme examples.
我用这个来当作一个很极端的例子。
You know the specific behaviors that may have captured your understanding of holiness.
但是你知道某一些 特定的外观的显现可能使你认为那就是圣洁。
Be careful about making holiness a prescription of imposed behaviors.
但是你要小心这种比较强制性的作为不要让他们成为圣洁的一个规定。
Because that leads to legalism.
因为这会变成律法主义。
I don't know what it is in your life that you equate holiness with.
我不知道在你的生命当中你怎么样子把圣洁跟什么东西画成等号。
I don't know what the particular behavioral issues are.
我不知道你们在座的有没有什么特定的动作或行为是代表圣洁。
Maybe it's earrings.
可能是耳环。
Maybe it's tattoos.
可能是刺青。
Maybe it's a particular habit.
或者某一种习惯。
I don't know what it is.
我不知道那是什么。
The important thing is that you look for holiness as a description of God in a human life.
很重要的是你要这样子来看待圣洁，就是圣洁就是上帝在人的生命当中的状态。
And that leads me to a third principle of holiness in the 21st century.
那就是我们可以移动到第三个主21世纪圣洁的主要主题。
Because it is not prescriptive, but rather descriptive.
因为圣洁不是一个处方规定，而是一个描述。
It also means that holiness is more centered rather than bounded.
所以这也代表圣洁的重点是在于集中，而不是在于一个界限。
Let me try to explain that to you.
那我来解释。
Often Christians define holiness or their Christian faith in what I call a bounded set definition.
常常往往基督徒把他们的信仰或者那个圣洁的定义是放在一种界限论的状态当中。
By that I mean that they define holiness as a boundary around a lifestyle or theology.
就意思就是说他们把他们的生命信仰或者圣洁把它限在某一种范围里面这个行为或者他们的神学的范围里面。
It's like a fence that they build around the ground in the middle that they call holiness.
很像他们就是在有一个地方有写圣洁然后他们去给他围出一个围篱一样。
Contemporary evangelicals have done this with their own Christian faith.
现代的传道宣道士他们在近代就用这种方式来表示他们的信仰。
The boundaries around their faith would be a list of doctrines and behaviors.
所以他们的信仰被一个清单有关于他们的教义跟他们要如何行为的清单给包围起来。
If you believe a certain doctrine,then you are inside the circle.
如果你相信某一类的教义，那你就在一个这个范围里面。
If you don't believe a certain doctrine, then you are outside the circle.
那如果你不相信某一种教义，那你就在这个范围外面。
If you behave in a certain way, then you are inside the circle.
如果你的行为举止是某一种状况，那你就在我们这个圈圈里面了。
If you hold to a particular position on a social issue,You are inside the circle.
如果你跟着某一种特殊某那个社会准则的某一个原则，那你也是在我们这个圈圈里面。
And so many Christians spend a lot of time evaluating whether you or others are inside the circle or outside the circle.
所以基督徒花很多时间来好好的解释自己或其他人是在这个圈圈里面，还是在这个信仰圈圈外面。
And they do that.By evaluating whether you believe a certain way, behave a certain way, or are supportive of certain social positions.
然后他们解释的方式就是你的信念是不是这样子的，你的行为是不是这样子，或者你有没有支持某一种特殊的社会议题。
And if not, then you are outside the circle.
那如果一解释出来你不是，那你就在这一个圈圈外面了。
Evangelicalism across the world spends a great deal of time and money evaluating one another.
福音派在这个状态花了很多的时间跟钱来检视彼此。
And frankly, I have been one of the focuses of many people's evaluation.
然后我就是其中一个大家放焦点在上面的人。
And for some of them, I'm outside the circle.
对大部分人来说，哎，这为什么这么扎实？
I'm glad that God doesn't think so.
就在大家的焦点里面，我是在这个圈圈外面的人，可是我很高兴神不是这样想的。
You see, Christian faith and holiness is not defined by the perimeter or the boundaries.
我们要知道，我们的信仰在上帝的界定不是在于一个范围或者一个围篱当中。
Those behaviors or doctrines may be varied.
这种教义或者这一些做法可能有很多不一样的。
Some people may say that you cannot be a Christian if you do not believe in inerrancy.
Inerrancy?
The inerrancy of Scripture.
Okay. 如果你不相信圣经无误的话，你就不能被称为基督徒。
We got it?
Yeah.
Some people say that you cannot be a Christian if you...Do not oppose abortion.
有人会说，你如果不反对堕胎，你就不能成为基督徒。
In America, some people say that you cannot be a Christian unless you are a Republican.
有人认为，如果你不是共和党，你就不能是基督徒。在美国。
We got it? And so we go on.
所以我们就
defining the boundaries.
所以我们继续不断的在找这一些界限。
And we use the boundary to evaluate whether someone is in or out.
然后我们使用这一些界定来决定谁是在圈圈内，谁在圈圈外。
Holiness is not bounded set thinking.
圣洁不能是一个自划界、一个划界限的一个想法。
Holiness is centered set thinking.
它是一个集中式的想法。
Holiness is a deep commitment to proximity with God through Jesus Christ.
圣洁是对着与耶稣基督委身这样子一个非常深入的一个决定。
Holiness is being deeply transformed in the core of your identity because you are close to the center who is Jesus.
因为你是这么的接近这个中心，这个中心就是耶稣基督。当你非常深入的向他集中的时候，你被转化，这个是圣洁。
And God will assess your life based upon your proximity, not your position.
所以上帝对你的一个评估是你的相近跟他的相近程度，而不是你做了什么。
Now, the effects of being close to God in the middle.May be different for many different people on the edges.
对，我们都在这个范围里面的某一个边缘。对每一个人来说，什么叫做与神集中，可能都不一样。
You may walk on the way of holiness and believe in inerrancy of the scriptures.
你可能在走在某一个路上，你认为跟上帝的相近，使你相信圣经无论。
Or you may beOn the way of holiness and not hold to the position of inerrancy.
有也，可是你也可能相反的，在某一个位置上，你跟神的相近，使你去使你决定不要去支持圣经无误这样的一个。
And there are people who are walking on the way of holiness who are not opposed to some social positions.
有些人他不准备过一个圣洁的生活，可是他对于某一些议题，他还是支持的。
And believe it or not.There are some very holy people in America who are Democrats.
你要相信，有很多在民主党里面有很多是好的基督徒，圣洁的基督徒。
You see, the question is not the perimeter, but the center.
所以我们看到这个问题不是在于那个界限，而是在于那个集中的中心点。
I heard a story about a farmer from North America who went to New Zealand.
我听过有一个故事，是一个北美的农夫，他跑去纽西兰。
The farmer in Canada had built his fences around his fields to keep his cattle in the field.
他在他那个加拿大那边的牧场里面，他造出了一个很大的围篱，好把他的这些小牛群 保持在其中。
To prevent them from straying too far away.
所以这些牛不会跑出去 跑得太远。
He went to New Zealand and he noticed a farmer in New Zealand did not have similar fences around his field.
结果跑到纽西兰一看，这些牧场的主人并没有这样的篱笆在那里。
But the cattle did not seem to be wandering away.
但是这些牛群也没有到处乱跑。
He asked the farmer,How do you keep your cattle from wandering off far away without fences?
他就问这个牧场主人，你在没有建立围巴的篱笆的状态下，你如何使这些牛不往外跑呢？
He said, "Well, fences are very expensive to build, and we don't have the money."
他说啊，要建立这么大的一个篱笆是很贵的，我们没有这个钱。
So we dig wells that go very deep.
所以我们在里中间挖了一个井，挖得很深很深。
And the wells have fresh water.
所以这个井会产生新鲜的水。
And the cattle stay close to the fresh water.
所以这些牛就知道他们必须离这个水近一点。
So we don't need the fences.
所以我们就不用建立篱笆了。
They may wander a little ways,
他们可能会走出去远一点
but they always come back.
但是总是会回来。
Holiness is like a deep well with fresh water.
圣洁就像一颗很深的井，它提供源源不绝的水。
It is centered set, not bounded set.
这是一个集中的想法，而不是一个界限的想法。
And that leads me to my fourth and final point about holiness in the 21st century.
所以我们要进入21世纪圣洁的本质的第四项。
Holiness is more person-focused than proposition.
圣洁的焦点是在于人，而胜过他的任务。
You see, at the center of that holiness message is a person, not a proposition.
从我们刚刚所听到，你知道，在整个圣洁的信的这个叙述当中，它在于人，而不是在于他做的。
The center of our faith.Is not a list of doctrines.
我们的信仰的中心并不是一张效益的清单。
It is not precepts or propositions.
它并不是一些任务或者一些计划。
The center of our faith is a person, Jesus Christ.
我们信仰的中心是耶稣基督。
Now, if I were to write a proposition, a statement on the board, and ask you to analyze it,You would approach that differently than if you were to approach a person.
如果我把一个任务然后写在板子上面然后一步一步的分析出来你的集中点就会在那一个任务而不是在这个人身上。
You would analyze the proposition.
你会开始去分析这个任务。
You would dissect the words.
你会把里面的这一些陈述给分割分解去分析它。
You would study the sentence structure.
你会去详读这个句子的结构。
You would examine the grammar.
你会去看看文法怎么了。
You would criticize the potential ramifications of that statement.
你也会对那个陈述所显示出来的那个隐喻你会做很深入的一个批判。
You would engage the proposition intellectually.
你会用这种比较自然的方式去了解这样的一个任务计划陈述。
But if I put a person in front of you, like Julianne,
如果我把林老师放在你们的面前
and I asked you to get to know her,
然后我说你们认识她吧
you would approach her differently, wouldn't you?
你们的做法就不一样了。
I don't think that you would analyze her.
我想你不会拿来分析我。
I don't think you would start by criticizing her.
你大概不会先好好的批判她一下。
I certainly don't think you would start by dissecting her.
你们可能不会解剖她。
I think you would want to get to know her by talking to her.
你们想要认识林老师就用跟她讲话。
You would ask her questions.
你要问她问题。
You would want to get to know her by spending time with her.
你要花时间跟她在一起，所以你可以认识她。
You would want to be in proximity with her.
你想要跟她相近。
You see, we get to know a person differently than we get to know a proposition.
所以你看到了，当我们要认识一个人的时候，我们的做法是跟去认识一个任务是不一样的。
Holiness is more person-centered than proposition.
圣洁是以一个人为中心的胜过于任务中心。
And that person is Jesus Christ.
而这个人是耶稣基督。
And so we are drawn to Jesus Christ relationally.
我们在关系上面被拉着跟耶稣基督亲近。
Holiness is a relational dynamic between us and God through Jesus Christ.
所以圣洁是我们跟耶稣基督神这样子彼此之间活泼的一个动力的呈现关系。
It is not the critical analysis of doctrinal propositions.
圣洁不是一个对于教义上面的批评跟评估。
It is the relational proximity to a holy God.
它是一个跟圣洁的神相近的关系。
And so, holiness is highly relational.
所以圣洁是非常关系性的。
First, between me and God.
首先是我跟上帝。
With the result then that I relate to you in relational ways.
那因着这样子的关系就可以跟每一位有一个关系的建立。
Now, that is not to say that there are not propositional dimensions to holiness.
我并不是说那在圣洁就没有任何任务的层面了。
It is to say that the primary focus of holiness is a person, not a doctrine.
我在这边所说的是以圣洁它的重点是在人而不是在任务。
And when we focus on the person, the doctrines will take care of themselves.
当我们把集中在人在这一位的身上的时候，那任务或者教义就会自己呈现出来了。
When you drive in your car, you have to go around many curves.
在你在开车的时候，你要经过很多的弯道。
And when you're going on to the freeway, there might be a long curve that you have to drive on.
当你要上高速公路的时候，你可能要经过一个很大弯道的那个交流道。
If you focus your eyes on the outside edge of the curve, you will find an interesting thing happen.
如果你把眼光放在离你最远的那个点，在你经过弯道的时候，有趣的事情会发生。
Two things happen when you focus on the outside edge.
就是当你把你的目光在转弯的时候，把目光放在外围的那个远处的时候。
Your brain tells you you have to stay away from the outside edge of the curve.
这时候你的脑筋在告诉你说，离那边远一点。
And so you find yourself driving on the curve with a fearful heart.
所以你就很害怕，你一边开一边很害怕，要离它远一点。
I must stay away from the outside edge, or else I'll have an accident.
对，因为我不能去接近它，最好离远一点，不然我就会发生车祸。
And so you constantly are telling yourself, stay away from the outside edge out of fear that you will crash.
所以你脑子因为你害怕会去撞到那一个这个周围，所以你就一直跟自己讲说，离它远一点，离它远一点。
Fear becomes your disposition.
所以你要这样做的决定就是因为那个恐惧。
Second thing happens when you put your eyes on the outside edge of the curve.
另外一件事情会发生是这样子的。
You find that you are drawn toward it.
然后你就越来越接近它。
And you have to keep jerking the car back away from the wall.
所以你因为你一直接近它就好像撞墙了，所以你就必须一直在转动你的方向盘。
We are usually drawn to where we focus our eyes.
我们眼睛注意什么，我们就往那个地方去移动。
If you focus your eyes on the outside edge of the curve, you will probably be drawn there and have to jerk yourself back onto the right path.
所以当你的眼光是放在比较远外围的那一个边边的时候，很可能你的车子就不断往那边接近，结果你只好不断的把自己扭转回来。
And the result is that you wind up driving with a fear in your heart that you might crash.
结果你就会在这一种可能会撞车的这种恐惧当中一直开下去。
The other option is to look at the inside of the curve.
另外一个开法，一个选择就是你的眼光放在内部的这一个，在弯道的内侧。
And two things happen when you look at the inside of the curve.
如果你这样做的话，两件事情会发生。
Number one, the curve becomes very smooth.
这一个弯道好像看起来非常的平滑。
And number two, the outside edge now becomes irrelevant.
然后这个在外侧的那个边边变得不太重要了。
If you stay close to the inside edge of the curve, you will not hit the outside edge.
只要你保持跟这个内侧的弯道内侧，你保持好的话，你就不会撞到外面。
Does it mean the outside edge no longer exists? No.
这代表说外侧的这个边边就不存在吗？不是的。
It's still there.
它还是在那里。
And it's still a danger.
它还是很危险。
But your eyes are not focused on the danger.
但是因为眼睛不是集中在那个危险上面。
Your eyes are focused on the inside to stay close.
你的眼睛是放在内侧，而且跟它靠近。
When you keep close proximity to the inside edge of the curve, the outside will take care of itself.
当你集中在于这个内侧车道，你跟它比较接近的时候，那外侧的这个危险它就自己解决了。
When you keep your eyes fixed upon staying close proximity with God through Jesus Christ,
如果你让你的集中是在于神身上，透过耶稣基督集中在神身上的话，
The outside edge of behaviors and positions will take care of themselves.
那这个在外围的这一些如何行事这一些交易就自己解决了。
Does that mean they no longer exist? Of course not.
表示这样是表示这些都不存在吗？当然不是。
They are there, and there are very real dangers there.
他们还是在那里，这些规定还是在那边，可是他们也很危险。
But your eyes are focused on the inside edge of Jesus Christ.
但是你的眼睛是定于在内侧的这个耶稣基督的箱子上面。
Staying close keeps you away from the outside edge.
所以好好的接近这个内侧，让你不会去撞到外侧。
And the result is that fear goes away.
而带来的结果就是你就没有再也没有恐惧了。
You no longer drive with fear in your heart.
你不在一边以恐惧的状态下继续开车了。
You no longer live with the fear of failure in your heart.
你不再担心你会失败而用这种方式活着。
You discover freedom when you stay close to Jesus Christ.
当你接近与耶稣相亲的时候，你发现你是有自由的。
And you discover fulfillment when you stay close with your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ.
当你定睛在耶稣基督身上的时候，你生命的丰盛就出现了。
My prayer is that you will embrace God's call to preach and teach holiness in the 21st century.
我的祷告是你们会愿意委身于去教导跟传讲耶稣基督的21世纪的圣洁。
Not a legalistic constraining message.
不是用一种律法主义的方式来传讲。
But a freeing message that calls people to become everything that God created them to be.
而是一个使人的自由的，让每一个人可以被呼召成为上帝要他们成为的样子。
And proximity is at the core of it.
而与神相近就是我们的中心。
Let me pray for you.
让我祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the day.
天父上帝，我为今天向你献上感谢。
I thank you for your word.
我为你的话语献上感谢。
And I thank you for your call to be in close proximity with you.
我为你要呼召我们与你相近这样来献上感谢。
I pray for every student and leader in this room.
我为这里在座每一位的学生跟领袖来献上祷告。
That you would open their hearts and their minds to embracing your call to holy living.
你打开我们每一个在座的每一个人心，能够去委身于一个圣洁的生命当中。
And now walk with us through the remainder of this day.
愿你在我们接下来今天的其他时间与我们同行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Manuia's 教导，让我们一起来委身在基督里。